reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our first scripture reading is found in the book of Ezekiel, page 919. And we read Ezekiel chapter 34, beginning at verse 11. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. And I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered, on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. And the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. As for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is it not enough for you to feed on the good pasture that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture? And to drink of clear water that you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David. And he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord. I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is from Paul's epistle to Timothy, chapter 1, page 1270, and we read verses 5 through 11. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart, and a good conscience, and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law, without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now, we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and the profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine, in accordance with the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us rise out of respect for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1118. And we read Luke 15, beginning at verse 1. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your gospel lesson for today, but as a beginning point, the context. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." This is our text. Of late, I've been studying up the subject of Thanksgiving, in part in preparation for our upcoming stewardship program this fall. And as I've been reading on the subject from different points of view, that is, from not just Christian theologians, but from philosophers, from psychologists, from sociologists, one of the conclusions that they have all come to with regard to Thanksgiving is that there are two critical elements. One is that you recognize that you truly need or wanted whatever is given to you. The other being that whatever it is you are getting is totally undeserved. You see, the same gift, even given to the same person, doesn't always produce thanksgiving. For instance, if you buy a beautiful bouquet of flowers for your wife, out of the clear blue, it's not your anniversary, not your birthday, her birthday, it's not anything, and you just bring those flowers to her, they're totally surprised, and at least my wife likes flowers, and you will probably get a response of thanksgiving. Now, if you bring flowers the day after she told you it was your anniversary and you forgot, you might get a response of forgiveness, but probably not thanksgiving. Same gift, same person, different emotions. What's somewhat fascinating about these two parables we read, and actually there's three parables in this series, the last one being the prodigal son, which you are all familiar with, is the great thanksgiving that is found regarding people that the Pharisees and the scribes we're not rejoicing about. And to help us contemplate this a little better, I'd like to ask you to do something I really shouldn't ask anybody to do, and that's to think about somebody that you are glad is out of your life. Somebody you really don't want to have anything else to do with anymore. I can see from a few expressions, some of you already have somebody in mind. Those are the type of people, at least the attitudes, the Pharisees and the scribes had. They saw Jesus with people they wanted no part of. People they were glad were not involved in their own lives. They were people over which, while heaven itself would rejoice if they repented, they would be devoid of thanksgiving. Remember, I talked about the two elements that every field studying the subject has discovered is critical in the concept of thanksgiving. One of which is being that you see something as an undeserved gift. When we examine true Christianity, one of the core elements of our faith in Christ is that when we see the gifts that God has given us, we see them not as something we've earned, but as something unearned. We readily come before God here in worship. And first in our priorities is the confession of our sins. God laid down the life of His own Son, but not because we deserved it or merited it or earned it. No, we are a rebellious people. We sin in thought, word, and a deed every single day. And we recognize that it's not just ourselves. I don't deserve anything. It's the whole world. We are no different than others with regards to meriting God's gifts and God's salvation. The Pharisees didn't get that. They didn't see themselves in the same boat, if you will, with those tax collectors and other types of sinners. They saw themselves, because of the righteousness of their lives, as deserving more. They couldn't rejoice the way heaven itself rejoices over one sheep who is found, because they couldn't see themselves as that sheep. The other element that is critical in thanksgiving is that we recognize that some gift that is given is truly needed and valuable. When Jesus tells this parable of the lost sheep, it's interesting that what he describes, his audience assumed was common behavior. You got a sheep of 99, or you got a sheep, a flock of 100 sheep, and you lose one out of the 100. Do you just forget about that one and say, well, I got 99 more? No, that's not the way shepherds behaved in the ancient world. They would leave the 99 in the open country, and for what it's worth, they generally didn't shepherd a sheep all by themselves. These other sheep would have been cared for. But they go out and they search diligently, and they find that lost sheep. And they pick it up and they throw it on their shoulders. And by the way, lost sheep generally don't smell that good. They would take the burdens of that sheep and they'd carry them all. And then when they would get back, they would rejoice with great joy, because something of value to them was lost. How do we determine what's valuable? What's value depends somewhat upon who's valuing it. It's the value of items is worth, to a degree, what someone's willing to pay for it. God values us so highly that he was willing to send his own son into this world and to have him shed his blood on the cross for us. How can we think that we have no value in our own lives, which is a huge problem in our culture today, especially among our young people? There are so many who see their lives as being of so little value that regularly we hear of people taking their own lives, even at the precious ages of 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Thinking that their life is of no value when the Son of God shed his own blood for us. But we didn't earn that. We didn't merit that. That was simply God telling us how valuable we are. But when God says that to you and me, he also says it to all those people who've been cast off. All those people amongst which the world says they're worthless. They're not good for anything. Yes, including those people that we ourselves have thought have no value. For they too, Christ died. And if God has so highly valued them, how can we not value them as well? The lost sheep, when found, causes heaven to rejoice. Regarding the sinners and the tax collectors, Jesus thought of them as valued coins that had been lost. Even a valued child that had been lost. And when they return, heaven rejoices. And if heaven rejoices, shouldn't also we? We need to give thanksgiving. But more than that, to be looking. Seeking out ways, seeking out opportunities at that which is lost in our lives can be restored. And we'll do so. And we will give thanksgiving when we rightly understand who we are. As sinners ourselves, undeserving of the gifts of God, and yet so valued by Him that He would give His own Son for us. May the joy of saving the lost that heaven feels be the joy that we seek in our own lives as well. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.